Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
104.5 The Zone, 736 on the Wake Up Zone, powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors. Visit their website, allfourseasonsgarages.com/Nashville. They are family owned and operated. Coming up before we get to 8 o'clock, a very special edition of Phil on the Hill. So you want to be here. It'll be around 7:55. Right now we check in with our friend Dennis Dodd from CBSSports.com. As we get ready for a big weekend of college football championship games around the various conferences. Dennis, how you doing this morning?
I am good. How are you guys?
Yeah, we are good. Where are you headed this weekend?
I am in Dallas as we speak for the Big 12 because, you know, I think this is the one game where there's going to be a story either way, unless you believe Georgia is going to upset LSU. So we shall see.
Yeah, I don't know that I believe that. Well, let's talk about Oklahoma and really Baylor, too. How do you sort it all out if the other favorites win and then Utah and then whoever wins the Big 12 is in the mix?
Well, it starts tonight with the Pac-12. If Oregon beats Utah, then if the favorites win on top, then it's down to the Big 12 winner. You know, the much maligned Oklahoma defense, which really was bad last year. I just opened up the laptop last night. They're number one in the Big 12, and their best statistically, their best year defensively in 10 years. I can't believe it. The last three games, they've shut out Baylor in the second half, given up 204 yards to TCU, and then given up only one defensive touchdown to Oklahoma State. So they're kind of peaking right now. We know about the offense and Jalen Hurts and CeeDee Lamb and all those guys, but this seems to be really tipping in Oklahoma's direction.
As for the SEC, Dennis, it seems unlikely that Georgia can score enough points to hang with LSU. How do you see that game going tomorrow?
Well, Georgia would be behind the eight ball to begin with, but then you throw in the fact that George Pickens is going to miss the first half. You throw in the fact that Lawrence Cager is out for the season, by far their best receiver. You've got to have a way to stretch the field to keep up with LSU, whose default setting is, well, we'll just outscore you, you know. And I'm sure that Georgia and Kirby will try to play game manager and keep hold of the ball. And if they can get first downs and score points, that defense, you know, maybe can clamp down on LSU. But I think the magic number here is somewhere around 28 to 30. Can you envision Georgia getting to 30 without a bunch of turnovers? I can't. Yeah. So that's why I think LSU is going to finish the deal.
If Clemson wins by any margin at all and the other, you know, the LSU and Ohio State games go as planned, are they pretty much locked into that third spot, you think?
I think so. You know, two lines of thought about that. You don't want to finish first overall because the first seed traditionally has never won at all. It's just the luck of the draw. You don't want to be number two because you don't want to face Clemson, or three if Clemson moves up to number two, what have you. Because Clemson is very much under the radar. They've been so consistent in a bad conference, just boat racing everybody. There hasn't been much to really talk about, frankly. It's okay. You know, Trevor Lawrence had 300 yards against two, 50 points against what? And to that point, they may end up winning this whole thing as defending national champion. We saw, I think it was Saturday or last week, Dabo's rant. They want to drop us out and everything. It's like, look, you can only play who you can play. You can't help it. Just go win the game and shut up. Everybody knows Clemson's really, really good.
Dennis Dodd is our guest from CBSSports.com, talking about championship weekend and, of course, coaches and stuff. Lots going on in college football.
Well, Dennis, if it comes down to Oklahoma and Utah, who do you think the committee will vote in for that fourth spot?
If it's Oklahoma and Utah, I think it'll be Oklahoma because at that moment, Oklahoma will have three ranked victories in their last four games. They would have beaten a Baylor twice that was ranked in the top 13. They would have beaten a ranked Oklahoma State on the road, or Oklahoma State still ranked, by the way, at 8-4. and that's not something they really had on their resume before then. Whereas Utah does not have a win over a currently ranked team. They have a really good loss over USC, but then would have, you know, I think Oregon's 13th now. They would have a win over Oregon, and that would be it. But the committee seems to love Utah because of the eye test. Since the USC loss, they've won 8 straight games by an average of 29 points. They're kind of like, you know, Clemson or Ohio State in that respect. They're just boat racing everybody out there. They're the premier program on the West Coast. But I think Oklahoma will be rewarded because of what I just mentioned on top. But they're a pretty diverse team. They're pretty balanced on both sides of the line. And that's something we never, ever could say about Oklahoma in recent years.
Mm. Speaking of USC, what did you think about Clay Helton staying there? Do you think that was the right decision?
It's an absolute dumpster fire now in Southern California. You know, why do you wait 11 days from the end of your season to make a decision you could have right after the UCLA game? Obviously, they tried to get other candidates. You can only imagine they kicked the tires on Urban Meyer and maybe James Franklin and some others and were rebuffed and said, well, at this point, we might as well go with Clay Helton. The problem is I've already gotten USC fans reaching out to me on Twitter. It's going to be some sort of rebellion. They're saying, do you want pictures of me packing up my USC gear, my souvenirs, all the stuff I wear, and sending it to Mike Bone, their AD, and demanding a refund? I mean, there are people actually rooting, USC fans openly rooting for them to lose so they can get Clay Helton out of there. It's just a failure to realize who your audience is. Clay Helton's a good coach. I hate to keep, you know, speak disparagingly of him. But last year, you remember, Lynn Swann, who had no experience as an AD, wrote this letter saying, we're going to keep Clay Helton. And at the end of it, disparaged the program. He said, we know we're deficient in personnel, recruiting, coaching, and everything else. So that's really nice to tell your fans and rival recruiters. And then you bring in an AD for once, and you don't let him be an AD. Let him go out and get somebody, pay the money it takes, and get it over with. It's really bad for West Coast football in the Pac-12 because, look, Utah is going to lose all their best players. They're going to go down. So I think it's going to be another year of mediocrity for the Pac-12 just when they were climbing out of it.
Dennis Dodd is our guest from CBSSports.com. More with Dennis talking college football when we come back. 7:43 the time. This is the Wake Up Zone, powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors. Time to head down I-40, Wilson County, the destination, and Mitchell Bone joins us, Mark.
All right, Wilson County Automotive Family, a Bone family tradition since 1927. That includes Wilson County Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC, and our man Mitchell Bone. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark. How are you today?
I am great, and I know another great sale, $500 below employee price. Tell us about it.
Yeah, it is super exciting. We're ending 2019 with a huge bang. We've got just about every single brand-new 2019 and select 2020s you can get $500 below what a GM employee pricing. This includes the Silverado, the Equinox, Tahoe, Suburban, Traverse. It just goes on and on. Of course, Buicks and GMCs are included in there as well. And that's $500 below what a GM employee would price. Would pay. It is an awesome deal. And you can find, of course, every vehicle that we've got on the lot online, our huge selection at WilsonCountyMotors.com. Or you can just come in and see us today. We're at exit 236 off I-40 in Lebanon, just 20 minutes east of the Nashville Airport.
Have a great weekend, Mitchell.
You too. Thanks, Mark.
All right, that's Wilson County Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC. Great people, great deals, fantastic service in nearby Lebanon.
The Wake Up Zone at 7:49 on 104.5 The Zone. We're powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors. We continue our Friday morning chat with Dennis Dodd from CBSSports.com.
By the way, Dennis was on fire this week, writing a lot of great columns on CBSSports.com. Dennis, I want to talk about Ohio State, Wisconsin. Last game, as you know, J.K. Dobbins ran all over him. Chase Young had a season, in one game. 4 sacks, 5 tackles for loss. Jonathan Taylor got phone booth. Why do we think it's going to change tomorrow?
I don't. This was a top 10 game October 26th in Columbus. And you just mentioned Chase Young had the game of his life, 9 tackles, 5 tackles for loss, 4 sacks, entire school record. Interesting, last week in that, you know, slamming of Michigan, Michigan kind of controlled Chase Young. They made it their life's work to get him. He had 0 tackles, by the way, in the game. But Ohio State won by 29, which shows you how powerful it is. Ohio State won the first game 38-7. I suspect they'll try to make Jack Cohn a passer, which they did, and clamp down on Jonathan Taylor. And it should be the same. I said it before. I think Ohio State's the most complete team in the country. Doesn't mean they'll win the championship, but they're the best team right now.
Does it seem to you that it's okay with Michigan to be in the position they're in, and that is being light years away from Ohio State in terms of the talent gap, and sort of happy, you know, with Jim Harbaugh, you know, going 9-3, 10-2 every year?
Well, they're definitely not okay with it, but they're not out of love with Jim Harbaugh either. You know, he's still the Michigan man, and there's that feeling where, you know, well, if this doesn't work out, then who are you going to get? And people ask all the time, well, they're going to fire him? I say, no, they're not going to fire him. He will leave on his own and go to the NFL or another job before they fire him. He won't allow that to happen to him. He's still happy at Michigan. They are, miles behind Ohio State, and I compare that to the ACC, not the conferences, but the way that Ohio State, like Clemson, is so much better than the competition in that league, that teams are just going to have to catch up. Now, the Big Ten is better overall as a league than the ACC. The American Athletic Conference is better than the ACC. But you know the comparison. Ohio State, you know, with a rookie head coach, by the way, and a quarterback who's never taken a snap as a starter before the season, I just told you, they're the best team in the country.
Got to ask you, talked about the AAC, Cincinnati and Memphis. And it, by a quirk of scheduling, same team, same place as a week ago. But any danger to Memphis with everything circling about Mike Norvell, their coach, maybe going to Florida State, a big person of interest for Ole Miss and Missouri and maybe even Arkansas. Do you think that's going to be a distraction?
Yeah, it could be. Look, everything you said is true. Mike Norvell's name has come up at about 4 schools. Now, I'm told he's not interested in Missouri. I don't know about Florida State. I would suspect he would be interested in that. But it's the same setting for the second straight week. Memphis at home, trying to beat the next best team in the league. They handled them pretty well last week. Cincinnati, 34-24, and they have to do it again. But, you know, Cincinnati's got nothing to lose. Their commissioner in the American, Mike Oreska, has been calling national media members, if we have a 2-loss champion, that should be better than any other Group of Five team. He's talking directly at the Mountain West with Boise State, which will probably win their championship game and go 12-1. And it'll be a decision by the committee which team goes to the Cotton Bowl. Cincinnati wins, an 11-2 Cincinnati to split with Memphis for, you know, another great Boise team in the Mountain West.
Dennis, schools have been so quick to pull the trigger on coaches, you know, talking especially about Ole Miss and Missouri. Yeah. Do you think some of these places, though, have immediate regret when they really find out what's out there for a replacement?
Well, I'll speak about Missouri, my alma mater. That has turned into what was termed by two people to me last night, Tennessee circa 2017 2.0. And I don't think I have to tell anybody what that means. Mm-hmm. It's that bad, where the board of curators is fighting with the athletic department over, hey, don't bring us these candidates. None of them are good enough. I talked to Jim Stirk last Saturday night, the Missouri athletic director, and I wanted to feel him out. He wasn't going to tell me who they were looking at, but my last question to him was, well, I'm sure you've got your list in your pocket, right? Right? And he didn't exactly answer the question. If you're going to give somebody the big haircut like Barry Odom, you better have somebody lined up. Or two guys lined up. The first guy doesn't pan out, and it looks like they just went swimming without a life preserver, and now they don't know who they're going to get. Jim McElwain's out there. Apparently, they shot down Jim McElwain, Blake Anderson from Arkansas State, and I'm trying to think of the third guy. They basically had to start over on December 6th, 2 weeks before the early signing date. Not good.
Dennis, always terrific to speak with you, and we'll catch up with you again next week. Thanks for the time.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Okay, from CBSSports.com, that is Dennis Dodd, who told us earlier he's covering the Big 12 championship game, Oklahoma and Baylor.
Boy, I'll tell you. I think all three of those names. McElwain really made a great comeback this year at Central Michigan. But, you get a little too picky, you sort of end up sitting alone.
Yeah, you might have been better off sticking with what you had.